If you're looking to make the easiest money of your life online on the internet, you need to check out the exciting world of digital marketing. This is a quick introduction where I'll show you everything you need to know to get started doing digital marketing and beyond. If you apply everything shown in this video and put in an honest effort, I can guarantee you that soon you'll be making several thousand dollars per month, with the option to scale it further if you so desire. In this day and age, many people are quitting their 9-to-5 jobs and moving over to the world of digital marketing and making 6 and even 7 figures a year from the comfort of their own homes, while others choose to use their newly found freedom to travel all around the world while they run their online hustle on the side. In this video, we'll cover digital marketing, affiliate marketing, Google AdSense, Wix, Amazon, building your very own website, and more. Let's get started. Digital marketing is all about promoting products or services online. You've probably seen examples of it every day, from Instagram ads to YouTube sponsorships to those blog posts that sneakily include links to buy something. What makes digital marketing so powerful is its versatility and reach. You can start small and, with the right strategy, grow it into a sustainable source of income. So let's start by breaking it down into 3 major components: affiliate marketing, Google AdSense, and website building. I'll walk you through each step, share tips, and throw in real-world examples to help you succeed. First up, affiliate marketing. If you've ever clicked on a product link in a YouTube video description or a blog, chances are it was an affiliate link. Essentially, affiliate marketing allows you to earn a commission every time someone buys a product through your unique link. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're passionate about fitness. You could create a blog where you review fitness equipment like yoga mats or dumbbells. You sign up for an affiliate program, let's say Amazon Associates. And every time someone clicks on your link and buys that yoga mat, you earn a percentage of the sale. Pretty cool, right? But how do you actually start? First, pick a niche. This could be anything you're passionate about or have knowledge of. It could be tech gadgets, travel gear, fashion, or even something super niche like gardening tools. The more specific, the better. Once you've chosen your niche, sign up for affiliate programs like ShareASale, ClickBank, or Amazon Associates. They'll provide you with links to use in your content. Next, create a platform. This could be a blog, a YouTube channel, or even an Instagram page. Your goal is to create content that educates or entertains while subtly promoting the affiliate products. Don't forget, the key to success in affiliate marketing is trust. Your audience needs to believe in your recommendations. Now let's talk about Google AdSense. If you've ever visited a blog or website and seen banner ads or little text ads sprinkled around, that's AdSense at work. It's an easy way to monetize a website or blog by allowing Google to place ads on your site. You earn money every time someone views or clicks on those ads. So how do you get started? First, you'll need a website or blog. Don't worry, we'll cover how to build one in just a minute. Once you've got your site up and running, head to the Google AdSense website and apply for an account. Google will review your site to ensure it meets their guidelines. This means having original content, a clean design, and pages like About Us and Contact to show you're a legitimate creator. Once approved, Google provides you with a code to place on your website. This code dynamically generates ads that are relevant to your content. For example, if you're writing about travel, your site might display ads for luggage or flight booking services. And the best part? AdSense works in the background while you focus on creating more content. To maximize your earnings with AdSense, you'll need traffic. We'll cover traffic strategies in just a moment. But remember, the more visitors your site gets, the higher your potential revenue. Now let's get into website building. Your website is your digital home. It's where you'll host your blog posts, display affiliate links, and run AdSense ads. Building a website might sound intimidating, but it's easier than ever, even if you're not tech savvy. Step 1. Choose a domain and hosting. Your domain is your website's name, like myawesomefitnessblog.com. Choose something memorable and related to your niche. For hosting, I recommend platforms like Bluehost or SiteGround. They're beginner-friendly and affordable. Step 2, install WordPress. WordPress is a popular content management system that powers over 40% of the web. It's free, customizable, and perfect for beginners. Most hosting providers have a one-click WordPress installation process. Step 3, design your website. Choose a clean, user-friendly theme. You can find free themes directly in WordPress or go premium for more customization options. Add essential pages like your homepage, an about page, a blog section, and a contact page. Step 4, publish high-quality content. Your content is the heart of your website. Write blog posts that provide value to your audience. For example, if you're in the fitness niche, create posts like top 10 yoga mats for beginners or how to stay fit while traveling. Use tools like Canva to add visuals and make your posts stand out. If WordPress feels a bit too technical, don't worry. Platforms like Wix make website building incredibly easy, even for absolute beginners. Wix is a drag-and-drop website builder, meaning you can literally click, drag, and place elements wherever you want on the page. What's great about Wix is its simplicity. It offers beautiful templates for all kinds of websites, from blogs to online stores. You don't need to know any coding, and you can customize your site with just a few clicks. For example, if you're starting a photography blog, Wix has pre-designed templates tailored for photographers. Just add your text and images, and you're good to go. Wix also includes built-in SEO tools, so you can optimize your site to rank on search engines. Plus, they have integrations for features like contact forms and e-commerce functionality. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to build your first website, Wix is a fantastic option. Let's switch gears and talk about another powerful way to make money online, selling on Amazon. Whether it's through their Fulfillment by Amazon program, FBA, or simply listing products as a seller, Amazon provides a massive platform to reach millions of customers. Step 1. Decide what to sell. Start by researching products in demand. Tools like Jungle Scout or Helium 10 can help you find trending items with low competition. For example, reusable water bottles, phone accessories, or kitchen gadgets are always popular. Step 2. Sign up for an Amazon Seller account. Go to the Amazon Seller Central website and create an account. You can choose between an individual plan for occasional sellers or a professional plan if you plan to sell in bulk. Step 3. Source your products. You can source products in several ways. Wholesale, buy in bulk from suppliers, private labeling, customize products with your own branding. Drop shipping, partner with a manufacturer who ships products directly to your customers. Step 4, create your listings. Write detailed, keyword-rich product descriptions and include high-quality images. For instance, if you're selling a kitchen gadget, include photos of it in action, along with a list of its benefits. Step 5, optimize and advertise. Use Amazon's advertising tools to promote your listings. Run sponsored ads to make your products more visible to shoppers. Also, encourage satisfied customers to leave reviews, as good ratings can significantly boost your sales. All right, now you've got your affiliate links, your AdSense setup, your website, and maybe even your Amazon store. But how do you actually get people to visit? This is where traffic comes in. SEO, search engine optimization, is all about making your website rank higher on Google. Use tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush to find keywords people are searching for in your niche. For example, instead of writing a generic post titled Best Dumbbells, target a keyword like Best Dumbbells for Small Apartments. Social media, leverage platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok to share your content. Pinterest, in particular, is great for driving traffic to blogs. Create eye-catching pins and link them to your posts. Email marketing, build an email list using tools like MailChimp or ConvertKit. Offer a free guide or ebook as an incentive to subscribe. Then send out newsletters promoting your content and affiliate products. Paid ads. If you're ready to invest, platforms like Google Ads or Facebook Ads can bring targeted visitors to your site. This can be especially useful for promoting affiliate products or new blog posts. And there you have it, a complete guide. Let's talk a bit more about Ahrefs and SEMrush. These tools are absolute game changers when it comes to SEO competitor analysis and improving your website's visibility on search engines. If you're serious about starting an SEO business, then you need to become proficient with at least one of these tools. Let's take a look at them. Ahrefs and SEMrush are like the Batman and Superman of the SEO world. Both are incredible tools, but each has its own strengths depending on your needs and goals. So we're going to break it down into sections: what each tool does best, how they compare in key features, and which one might be the right fit for you. Let's start with Ahrefs. If you're all about backlinks and content, this tool is your best friend. Ahrefs is primarily known for its massive database of backlinks. You can analyze any website to see who's linking to it, what content is performing well, and how much organic traffic it's getting. For example, if you run a fitness blog and want to outrank a competitor's article on top 10 yoga mats, you can use Ahrefs to see which sites are linking to that article. From there, you can reach out to those sites and pitch your own content as a better alternative. Pretty powerful, right? Ahrefs also has a great site explorer feature. It's like an X-ray for any website, showing you top performing pages, keywords, and traffic sources. The Content Explorer tool is another gem, helping you find trending topics and content ideas in your niche. Now let's talk about SEMrush. This tool is like the Swiss Army knife of digital marketing. It doesn't just focus on SEO, but offers a full suite of tools for content marketing, paid ads, social media, and even competitive research. One of SEMrush's standout features is its keyword magic tool. Let's say you're working on a blog post about best hiking trails. SEMrush will give you a massive list of related keywords, along with search volume, keyword difficulty, and even question-based keywords like, what are the best hiking trails in California? This makes it super easy to plan content that your audience is already searching for. SEMrush also shines in its site audit feature. It crawls your site and gives you a detailed report on technical SEO issues, like broken links or slow page speed. Fixing these issues can give your site a big SEO boost. All right, so how do Ahrefs and SEMrush stack up against each other? Let's compare them side by side in a few key areas. 1. Backlink analysis. If backlinks are your priority, Ahrefs is the clear winner. Their backlink database is larger, and the reports are more detailed. SEMrush does a decent job here, but Ahrefs has the edge when it comes to accuracy and depth. 2. Keyword research. Both tools are excellent for keyword research, but SEMrush's Keyword Magic tool is slightly more user-friendly. It's great for brainstorming long-tail keywords and planning entire content strategies. 3. Technical SEO. This is where SEMrush shines. Its site audit feature provides a more comprehensive analysis of your website's technical health compared to Ahrefs. 4. Pricing. Both tools have similar pricing, starting at around $99 per month. However, SEMrush offers more features in its basic plan, making it a better value for marketers who want an all-in-one solution. So, which tool is right for you? It depends on your focus. If you're mainly concerned with backlinks, content ideas, and organic traffic, go with Ahrefs. It's simple, clean, and incredibly powerful for these tasks. On the other hand, if you need a broader range of tools for SEO, content, and paid marketing, SEMrush is the better choice. But here's a pro tip. Both Ahrefs and SEMrush offer free trials. If you're not sure which one suits your needs, sign up for both trials and test them out. Use the trial period to analyze your website and get a feel for each platform. Let's look at some real-world examples of how these tools can help. Ahrefs for backlink outreach. Imagine you run a small online store selling eco-friendly products. You've written a blog post on 5 ways to reduce plastic waste. With Ahrefs, you can find sites linking to similar content and reach out to suggest your article as a resource. SEMrush for local SEOIF. You're a local business, SEMrush can help you dominate local search. Use the keyword tool to find terms like best coffee shop in your city and optimize your website's content around those terms. The site audit tool can also ensure your Google My Business page is properly set up, and that's the breakdown of Ahrefs and SEMrush. Both are incredible tools, and the one you choose depends on your specific goals. Are you Team Ahrefs or Team SEMrush? Now let's look a little more closely at Amazon affiliates. Affiliate marketing with Amazon is an excellent way to monetize your website, blog, or even social media platforms. The idea is simple. You promote products from Amazon, and when someone makes a purchase through your affiliate link, you earn a commission. Sounds easy, right? But there's more to it than just dropping links. Let's break it all down. The first step to getting started is signing up for the Amazon Associates program. Head over to the Amazon Associates website and create an account. Don't worry, it's free to join. During the sign-up process, you'll need to provide information about your website, app, or social media platforms where you plan to share affiliate links. Pro tip, if you don't have a website yet, don't stress. You can still use your YouTube channel, Instagram page, or even a TikTok account as your platform for promoting Amazon products. Once you're approved, you'll get access to your unique affiliate links for millions of products on Amazon. Before you start promoting products, it's crucial to choose a niche. A niche is a specific area of interest or expertise that your content will focus on. Examples of niches include fitness, tech gadgets, home improvement, or even pet care. For example, let's say you love cooking. You can create content around kitchen gadgets, cookware, and recipe books. By focusing on a niche, you'll attract a targeted audience that's more likely to engage with your content and purchase through your affiliate links. Pro tip, use tools like Google Trends or Ahrefs to research trending topics and keywords in your niche. This will help you choose products that people are actively searching for. Now that you have your niche, it's time to create content that promotes Amazon products. The key here is to provide value to your audience. You don't want to just spam your affiliate links. Instead, create content that solves a problem or answers a question. Examples of content include product reviews. Write or film in-depth reviews of Amazon products in your niche. For instance, top 5 blenders for smoothies is a great topic if you're in the fitness niche. How-to guides. Create tutorials that incorporate Amazon products. For example, a blog post titled How to Organize Your Closet with These Must-Have Storage Solutions can include affiliate links to storage bins and hangers, lists and comparisons, 10 best tech gadgets under $50, or wireless earbuds. Showdown, which one is best for you? Pro tip, use high-quality visuals. If you're creating videos, show the product in action. If it's a blog, include clear images of the products with captions explaining their features. When you're part of the Amazon Associates program, you'll be given unique affiliate links for every product you want to promote. These links are what allow Amazon to track purchases and credit your account with commissions. Here are some tips for effectively using affiliate links. Place links naturally. Include your affiliate links within the context of your content. For example, if you're writing a blog post about the best kitchen gadgets, link the product name directly to its Amazon page. Shorten and beautify links. Use tools like Bitly or PrettyLinks to make your affiliate links look clean and professional. Disclose your affiliate relationship. Always let your audience know you're using affiliate links. This builds trust and ensures you're compliant with Amazon's terms of service. You've created amazing content and included your affiliate links. Now, how do you get people to see it? Here are some strategies to drive traffic to your content. Search engine optimization, SEO. Optimize your content with keywords that people are searching for. Tools like SEMrush or Ahrefs can help you find the best keywords for your niche. Social media. Share your content on platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. For example, if you're promoting fitness products, post a workout reel on Instagram and include a link to your blog in the caption. Email marketing, build an email list and send out newsletters with your latest content and affiliate product recommendations. YouTube, create videos demonstrating the products. For instance, a video titled Unboxing and Testing the Best Noise-Canceling Headphones can include affiliate links in the description. Now that you're all set up, here are some extra tips to maximize your earnings with Amazon affiliate marketing. Promote high-value products. Products with higher price tags can yield bigger commissions. For example, promoting a $500 camera will earn you more than a $20 water bottle. Stay updated. Amazon frequently updates its commission rates. Keep an eye on which categories offer the best payouts. Focus on evergreen content. Create content that stays relevant over time, like best kitchen gadgets of 2024 or top travel accessories you need. And that's it, a complete guide to a Philly.